parents, for the most part, wouldn't allow their children to walk to school in the morning. Okay, so our, you know, our lines of traffic build up as parents deliver their children safely to school. Mm-hmm. That's the parents' decision, and that must be respected. But the same application of the need for safety need, has to be applied to other areas of their life, you know, because it's not so much that this is the elephant in the room. This is the wolf lurking in the bedroom. It's in the bathroom. It's in the it's in all their social interaction. And yes, it for the most part, I hope it is positive, but it has terribly destructive effects where it is not positive. It is a harsh and toxic environment. It's not so much that we release our children into this, but we release this amongst our children. The child is playing with a mobile phone already at the age of two or three, becoming conditioned to knowing that this is the means of their entertainment. I'm just very concerned about it. And tragically, we have to deal with the terrible fallout of that. I'm a very small voice being raised in questioning this tidal wave of compliance that we've allowed ourselves to become part of in relation to our dependence on social media.